Hey guys,
it's happening
with Snooki and Joey.
Coming.
Santa Claus, here comes Santa Claus, right down Santa Claus Lane.
Happy holidays, bitches.
Wait, welcome to the show, everyone. Happy Friday. Good morning.
Good morning, good afternoon, whenever you're listening. We missed you last week. It was Thanksgiving, so happy Thanksgiving to everybody. Joey ditched me, and he didn't hang out with me, but it's fine.
No.
And I hope you guys had a nice Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving. I'm just glad that's over. It's like Thanksgiving is such a pain in the ass. Like I enjoy it, and there's like a little extra holiday, but it's like a road bump to Christmas, you know.
I go straight to Christmas. So every time I put my decorations up, everyone's like, "What about Thanksgiving?" I'm like, "I'm still gonna do it." It's not like my favorite holiday, but I love mashed potatoes and I love stuffing. So I enjoyed myself and I had some messy mama.
Oh my god, I did too. I drank.
What did you even do for Thanksgiving, freak?
I was home by myself. I was invited to. Don't ever feel bad for me. I mean, maybe feel bad because my bitch sister uprooted our whole family and moved away, so I don't have anywhere to go anymore.
You don't have a family anymore. You're homeless.
I know. She took it away. So I stayed home by myself, and I was on a Xanax coma for the day before Thanksgiving Eve, and then Thanksgiving Day, I pulled myself out of bed. I was like, okay, let me try to be festive. So I made myself a cocktail. I made myself a cinnamon smoked old fashioned. And then I opened my Messy Mama and I drank a bottle of Messy Mama and I cried into a picture of me and my mom. He's on the
bus. I knew that's what was happening.
And then I was chain smoking inside and then I went to bed. Then I took a pill, I drink, and I go to bed. So I went back to bed. And then the next day was fun because it was over with. And
we don't talk like that here.
Oh, that wasn't that. That was something else.
Oh, you just did a random freaking Southern accent.
It's from a movie. It's from a movie that he doesn't even know about that.
Oh, okay.
So, and then the next day, I think I went to dinner with our friends that we're going to see tomorrow.
Yes, we have a Christmas party to go to.
I'm so excited.
I'm so excited. I can't stay late.
I know.
But I'm so excited because Giovanna, so cheerleading, if you guys know, you know. Cheer competition season is starting right now. She has a competition next week. So usually gyms do like a showcase or like a preview of all the routines. So Sunday morning, I have to be up early to go see Giovanna. And then Lorenzo's in a wrestling tournament. So my Sunday is just booked with freaking sports and shit. So I cannot be a deadbeat hungover mother. I mean, I'm going to enjoy myself and have fun and see everybody. I'm excited to see everyone. Like, really excited to just, like, do Christmas and, you know, hang out with all of our friends. But I have to be a functional, responsible mom the next day.
I know. We're doing a friend's Christmas party at our friend Opal Marie's house. And people are coming, flying in from all over the country to celebrate. And I'm excited for the food. His mother makes the most delicious fucking food. She's like Janice 2.0. She puts out.
Wait, but aren't you helping her?
I'm helping her, but I don't know how time they want me to get there. Like, I can't get there too early. I got a kid on.
I think he said 6:00.
So I'll probably get there like at 4:30 and help.
Well, yeah, I don't know. But I'm going to get there early because, you know, I can't stay late. So I want to get there as soon as I can.
Who are you bringing? Hmm? Can you give me the roster of the girls coming?
No, so I'm just going to go by myself. But then Steph, Kieran, and Amy are driving together because his mom's house is the same distance from me and then from Steph. So it's like pointless for her to drive all the way to me and then an hour and a half to the place.
You're driving there?
No, I'm getting an Uber, freak.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, so we have a fun Christmas party this weekend. And I feel like Christmas parties are happening now because it's finally December 1st. So I don't want to hear anything with everybody saying, "Oh, you already decorated, all your stuff's already up." Like, no, bitch, it's time. It's December. Welcome, bitches. It's Christmas. December, happy holidays.
December to remember, salesman. I've got a busy rest of the 2 weeks.
Oh my god, I'm swamped. I can't even pencil anybody in. I'm so freaking busy. And I just feel like the year's gonna be over. It's gonna be 2023. Like, how crazy.
Tonight's my only night off, and I think I want to
go to bed at 7.
No. I think I want to do the opposite. I think I want to while out because I'm done. After I hang up with you today, I'm done with work and I don't have to work until Monday.
Well, you took gummies last night.
Oh, I know. And I was.
I know that.
I was risky. I was taking risks. At the house.
Were you slurring?
Yes, I was, but I was fun. I sent you a video. I was in bed, and my boys with me, and I'm in bed like in my pajamas. There's wine. I had red wine in my body glass, and my shirt's all covered in wine stains because I spilled it on myself. And I'm swinging the glass around, saying "woo woo." And my boyfriend's just looking at the camera, like, get him the fuck away from me. Like,
wait, did you say boyfriend? Are you guys exclusive now?
You've been exclusive. So he rolled over on his side for like 20 minutes playing on his phone. Like he just wanted to get away from me. I was like, but that's how Gianni is too. Like, we annoy the fuck out of them, but why? They know what they were signing up for.
Wait, so the Crusaders are stalking our boyfriend now.
They think that guy those I was with is my boyfriend. That was Kira's cousin.
You guys are trying to stalk us to figure out what's happening. And talk about stalking. We got to watch what we say on here.
I know. Okay, I'm not saying anything.
Can we just like say like a general
legalization
statement?
Legally, I can't say anything, but I can say that a supposed quote unquote fan is trying to get me banned from a supposed place that I go, a business that I frequent. They said that because I talk like crazy on my podcast that they don't feel comfortable with me being in the same business as them. So
a supposed crusader.
Yeah.
Bitch, get out of here.
Yeah. So I'm being banned from a business, a small business I'm not allowed to attend anymore because of my lewd acts.
Yeah. So we have to watch what we say. Like, God forbid we're trying to be funny here.
I know.
Or be Lucy Goose. We can't even be ourselves anymore, Joey.
Speaking of Lucy Goose.
Your butt.
I know. It's some assholes.
It's happening.
Let me talk through my weekend. Did you know that I have a Christmas show on Monday?
Where?
In Philadelphia.
Oh, that's fun. Philly.
I know. It's sold out, unfortunately, but Trish, Poppy's coming. Poppy and Bill.
Oh, shit. You got to bring them on stage.
Oh, of course. So I'm wearing a wild, sexy Christmas costume. I'm dressing slutty, like women's clothing, like really slutty. And I'm going to embarrass.
Wait, why are you so skinny? What dress size are you?
I'm still a 3X.
Well, you're really skinny.
2X and some. Because I've been going on a fitness journey. I've been eating healthy and just watching what I do.
You can't be a slob in front of your boyfriend.
No, that's the only reason. Like, I have my Ozempic, that helps. But literally, like, it's not that I can't do it. But, like, he doesn't care what I do, and he likes me big. But it's like, you know,
yeah, he likes you big. Remember, you showed him a picture, and he goes, "Whoa!"
When I look hot, I want to look fat. So at the show on Monday, I'm going to bring Poppy up and like while out with him in Philadelphia. I got a hotel.
So fun.
See, me and Poppy are going to stay in a hotel room that night. And then
at the Ritz-Carlton?
No, it's at the Four Seasons.
Sick.
It was $906 for the room.
Oh my God.
I know. But after, so I want to announce, I'm going to be hosting a party. If you want to come meet me, and you don't have to come to my show, or you just want to see me, I'll be at Philly doing a meet and greet. I'm hosting a party at the Barstool Bar, Barstool Samson Street. This Monday, from 8 o'clock until I pass out, I'll be there. Trish will be there. Poppy will be there. I have a signature drink called the Mamtini. Come on. I'll be taking a picture with you. And wish you happy holidays. You can bring me gifts, bring me cheesesteaks, whatever you like. So come out.
Can I complain for a second?
Wait 1 second. Come out to the Barstool Bar, Barstool Samson Street, Philadelphia, Monday night. Go ahead. What is it, miss?
I want to complain.
Okay, hit it.
I don't appreciate you making all of these girlfriends.
I don't have any girlfriends. Oh, the girl today?
Bitch. Every time you're at Barstool, you're like, oh, I'm with her. Oh, I'm with this one. Amanda, and they're like hosting you. I'm like, first of all, you don't even know him.
That's,
and secondly,
friend.
Fall back, bitches.
I want to have her over here. I had Amanda Hirsch on. She's not skinny, not fat. She interviews. Oh, she's the only one that only podcast the Kardashians will go on, and they're like friends with her. And she's very fun. She loves you. She was talking about you the whole time. So,
well, tell her to fall back though. Like, you don't need any more best friends.
No,
this is
not
ridiculous.
No, she ignored my DMs, so we're not really close of friends.
Oh, good.
So that's Monday. Then Tuesday, I'm going to. It's gonna be probably my favorite day of the week. Poppy's driving me home. I don't have to take a train anymore. And I wasn't going to take an Uber or rent a car because I'm drunk. So, but an Uber from New York to Philadelphia would be like $300. I'm not doing that. So Poppy's driving me back. So I'm going to stay at Poppy's on Tuesday and I'm going to get the tree. I'm going to decorate mommy's house. I'm going to dig up all the decorations and do a full Christmas redo of Poppy's house on Tuesday. And then we're going to like make dinner and have cozies. And then Wednesday I have to work.
Oh, that's nice.
I'll also be performing at Webster Hall on Wednesday night at 7 p.m. For work. I'll be doing a special performance with the Chicks in the Office live show at Webster Hall Wednesday night. So if you're going to that, I'll be doing a cameo there.
Are you like a globetrotter?
I believe it. Oh my God,
who are you?
Blowing up. It's my third floor slack.
Oh my God. I can't wait for your race.
I know. Oh my God.
I literally can't wait for this
I've
day.
I've been practicing what I'm
going to
say.
Can I walk in? I want to walk in the boardroom and address them. And I'm going to wear like a lawyer suit. And I'm going to have a briefcase. A leopard briefcase. And my glasses. And I'm going to say, let's get to it, gang.
Okay. Well, we got working here. I got to get my logistics. I mean, I've been there a year in February. So I think it's...
Oh, it feels like way longer.
I know. It's only been a year in February. I mean, no, because I was there working for free. But I've only been on the books there for a year. So yeah, I think I got to do my performance review. We'll see what happens. If they may tell me to fuck off, and then I'll have to go back to working at the Snoopy shop.
Yeah, I don't think that's happening.
Part time.
They just don't post anybody on the Barstool account, and they posted you like four times already.
I know.
You're so famous.
No, you're famous. You your show's premiering this week.
What show?
I'm like kidding. happy anniversary! Happy belated anniversary to Snoopy and Gioni.
Oh yeah, my birthday. Nobody got me presents, by the way. Nobody got me presents. Like, I told you guys to send me presents and bring me presents at my VIP event, which was so freaking fun. No. I don't remember the last two events, but I didn't get any presents from you guys, so thanks.
Nobody likes me. I'm starting my Amazon registry for Christmas. If anyone wants,
I hate you. You should put it in your bio.
I am. I'm so. Yeah. It's just for my friends. It's just for my friends. You're already squared away because I got drunk at your birthday party.
He told me what he got me.
I know. I pressed buy at the table. It's being made right now. They sent me an update. It's beautiful. And I still have to send you all the specifications regarding
for your gold chain because you're a rapper.
24 inches rope chain.
That's what she said.
The thickness is up to you, mama. Whatever you feel, however generous you're feeling that day, just tell the jeweler.
Mm-hmm.
Or I'll just take one of Gianni's old chains, just dip it in gold.
What are you gonna get, Trish?
I don't know if we're exchanging it on the live show. We're doing that thing where we give each other
a pink elephant.
No, it's like, you know, there's like we do like a cue, like get something your favorite color, get something that you think would be fun for both of us, or get something that reminds me of you, or like anything like that. Like we're doing like cues, so we're wearing like a bunch of little things.
Oh, cute.
Poppy's fucking annoying. It's like having, I don't have to have like a wife or anything or children to buy for. So it's just like, you know, I can't just get him like a fucking, he's getting spoiled, you know, these past few years. So I have to like keep it up. It's expensive.
I know, especially now that you're famous now. Like it's only going to have to get crazier. Like you should buy him a Tesla.
No. He doesn't listen to this. I got him skincare ready. I got him like a set of skincare that I like for him to use. And then I'm getting him I hope he doesn't listen to this.
Poppy.
He doesn't listen. I'm getting him a very, very nice bracelet from David Yurman.
Oh, that's pricey.
Yeah. So there's two that I want. And everyone says, before I show them the price, they say they like the cheaper one better. But I thought it was nicer because you got the more expensive one. It's more expensive. But I guess, I don't know. We'll see. And then
Christmas is what, 23 days away? Oh my God, I can't.
I have to get homeboy a bunch of things. I don't know if it's going to get closed in like, I have no idea. What are you getting Gianni? Like, what are you getting your boyfriend?
I'm not going to tell you on this because you bitches are going to say something.
Are you getting one? Oh, I know what you're getting.
I'll text you it.
I know what it is already.
Text me. What? You remember?
It's a thing for down the shore.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Don't say it.
Okay, got it.
No, it's today, like a real surprise. Like, I'm hiding it at my neighbor's house. And then I think Christmas Eve, I'm gonna bring it and, like, show him.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's like a legit secret, and I want to get a big bow, and I want to put it on it,
and scream, and cause a scene.
Surprise! Merry Christmas! Outside.
I think I'm gonna get like, I don't know what I get. I'm gonna get like, I guess clothes and like sneakers and things like that. But like, it's there's some sort to they're so hard to buy for these youngins.
It's happening.
Yeah, I think you definitely get him clothes.
Yeah, we went shopping the other day. There's like, and he's like so handsome and beautiful. Like he looks good in anything. You can literally put garbage bags on him. He looks cute. So, but like, so all the clothes I buy, all the clothes that I wish I could wear, and give them to him.
Do you remember you guys broke up and you took his stocking down?
And I made him put it back himself. We broke up today too.
No, you didn't. Shut up.
No, not really. I have to go get doing that, and then I have to wrap. I have to hide, and then the bad part is I have to do the whole Santa thing. So when he falls asleep, I have to run outside, out to the living room, and like put all the trees under the thing, and eat the cookies, and do all the things for when he's sleeping.
Oh yeah, because he's so young, he still believes in Santa. Well, are you gonna come to my Christmas party?
Oh, is it the 17th?
So I'm doing a Christmas party. I feel like I didn't do one last year or the year before just because like COVID and everything. And I don't know. It just didn't work out.
Is it the Snooki Shop or is it a real Christmas party?
No, it's Snooki Shop party. So I'm having all my employees from all three stores come over to my house. I'm having Eat Clean Bro food because they're amazing. And he always, you know, caters my stuff because, you know, I'm not slaving and freaking doing all that shit. So I'm getting a ton of plates brought over. And I have games, and I'm going to get alcohol, obviously. So it's going to be like a fun Christmas party for my momos, just to say thank you for working at the Snooki Shop.
That's exciting.
And then we're I hope you can come.
It's the 17th, right?
Mm-hmm.
Saturday.
Don't be a loser.
Is Steph going to be a loser and try to go home that night?
No, she's sleeping over.
Oh, she is? Good. I'm sleeping over too, then.
Yeah.
I'll sleep in the basement.
Well, yeah, everyone's sleeping over. So it's gonna be a fun time. Merry Christmas. Literally my favorite time of year.
I'm excited. Don't give me my present that day because I have to come thanks. I think I'm hosting at Poppy's house on Christmas Eve, so I'm gonna come early and I have to leave by like 3.
Oh yeah, come in the morning then.
Yeah, because
who's going to Poppy's?
My mother. My mother. Stop.
Your mother, what?
She's kind of
oh my god.
So my aunt and uncle and my 3 cousins and my sister.
Oh, that's cute. That'll be nice.
Well, I'm just excited to get to my tablescape. I fucking didn't get to do a Thanksgiving tablescape 2 years in a row now.
Poor thing. That's your favorite thing to do.
I know. I'm going to do like poinsettias. I'm going to get real like live. Like I want to get like, I want to release dubs from the table. You know what I mean?
Dramatic.
Can you imagine? But I work in the garment district, not the garment. I work in the flower district. So there's all these beautiful decoration stores right along 28th Street.
I live right over here.
You would love them, Nicole. Oh my God. They have literally every vase, every color. It's like, it's crazy. I can't even think about it. I'm excited. So I'm going to decorate the table. I'm going to decorate, put trees up and just get in the holiday spirit. And I'm about giving this year and receiving in my
ass. You're very giving this year?
I'm not very giving. I don't want to get everyone gifts. Like, I try to avoid people. If I don't see you, I'm not giving you a gift.
So Angela was sleeping in the other room. Stupid Michelle. So Michelle is my babysitter. And she always has to leave, like, a little early because she's ice skating. Because she thinks that's better than hanging out with my baby. So that's why I'm, like, kind of whispering. I don't want to wake my baby up. But I had parent-teacher conference this week. That was fun.
Did Giovanna while out in school?
No, Giovanna's the best. Giovanna, she said that Giovanna is very polite and she wants to do good in school. So good things about her and Lorenzo. And then Angelo, the teacher, thinks that he's going to be a lefty.
That's weird.
What? That means you're really smart and artistic.
Are you a lefty?
No, I wish I was. When I was little, I always wanted to be a lefty because my dad was. So I would like practice and try and write with my left so I can transition.
So transitioning, I faced and Jenner the other day on the other podcast.
You who?
We FaceTimed Caitlyn Jenner the other day on the podcast.
How'd you get her number?
Jeff Dunham. He's a puppeteer. They were best friends before she transitioned.
Oh my god! Did she answer?
Well, no, she didn't answer. She was on Fox News. That's why she couldn't answer.
I can't. Isn't she like running for something?
Yeah.
Goodbye.
Running for her life. I don't know what she's running for, nor do I care. No. Are you watching White Lotus?
No, I keep forgetting.
You didn't watch any of it?
No.
What is happening?
Well, I finished my one show. I finished Warrior Nun, which is so good. You guys have to watch it. And then Wednesday came out, so I had to binge Wednesday, and then Dead to Me. So I literally binged three shows in like a week.
Tell me about Wednesday. I mean, I heard that it's like very juvenile, like teenager-y.
Yeah, but I like it. I thought it was really good. It's definitely, you know, like more for the teenagers. But I thought she did amazing. And she killed it as Wednesday. And remember how Christina Ricci, she was Wednesday?
Yes.
She's actually in it.
And what is her role? She played the mother of Wednesday?
No, she's one of the teachers at this like special academy school. So I thought it was good.
Is it like Harry Potter kind of like he goes to a special magic school? She goes to
Ghosty, but it's not as dramatic as Harry Potter.
And she goes to ghosty school?
No, she goes to schools where there's like werewolves and vampires and all that shit. I liked it. And then Dead to Me. You watched Dead to Me, right?
I started watching the new season. Is she pregnant in that season?
Well, her character is, yeah. But remember, she came out with
MS,
saying she gained all this weight because she was diagnosed with
multiple sclerosis.
Yes, that's why she gained weight. But oh my god, this season of Dead to Me, you guys, if you haven't seen it, start binging it now because there's three seasons. I was literally laughing, like hysterically laughing, and then like hysterically crying. It's so freaking good. And the ending, I mean, I really hope they do another season.
Oh.
Yeah, so you have to get on that because you're going to like it.
I haven't watched that yet. But White Lotus, if you're not watching that. Oh, you never seen the first season either?
No, I saw the first season.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Second season is real, real good. It's getting juicy now. So I won't talk about that, unfortunately.
Can I talk about Rebel Wilson real quick?
Yeah, did she text you?
I wish, but I just saw she was in the news because all of her fans are really upset at her because she ended up coming out with like a exclusive clothing line. It's literally just like a hoodie and sweatpants. But the hoodie's like $130 and the pants are like $100. It's insane the amount that she's charging, but she's not offering extra large or like plus sizes. So everyone is pissed. Like, are you kidding me? Like, you've been plus size your whole career, and now you're not offering the sizes, you know, that you would normally wear. Like, everyone's just saying, like, you're too good for us. You changed, you know, because she lost all that weight. So, not good, Rebel Wilson.
And she's a lesbian now.
Yeah, and she just had a baby.
Pick a lane, bitch. What are you?
I mean, she's doing a lot of shit.
Are you fat? Are you gay? Are you lesbian?
She's a mother.
A mother, yeah, I can't. But that doesn't make sense, you're you know, you own fashion boutiques across the globe, so you work in apparel, and I have, you know, I've done my fair share of merchandise, like, and I do, you know, stuff at Borso now, and I know the apparel industry. That from a business standpoint, that's the most stupid thing ever to not have. It's not even inclusive in sizing. Like you do small through 2XL the minimum on anything you're selling.
Yeah, so all my merch, because obviously, you know, I'm not actually making all the clothes in my store. Like, I work with manufacturers and, like,
you don't design like clothing in Paris? All the clothes
yourself? No, bitch. You're doing it for Fashion Week in Paris? I work with brands and stuff like that. So the sizes are already there. But yeah. My merch, I get to pick what sizes I want and then make the stuff. So I make sure to go to at least a 2X. And they're unisex sizes.
Yeah, that's not a good look. And I think I have a feeling, I'm not going to jump to conclusions. I have a feeling it was a mistake that like was underlooked and then they like had to fix her or something. I don't think that was intentional. I can't imagine her. Why would she think that she's too good? She's not that skinny.
I mean, she definitely lost a ton of weight. I don't know. But she was getting a ton of backlash. So she did like a little story and she was like, you guys, this was just like a capsule. I wanted to see how it would do. Obviously, I'm going to, you know, have more sizes. But I mean, she should have had at least XL to 2XL sizes, even if it's just like a couple.
For sure.
It's happening.
Did you see the Chrisleys are going to prison for their life?
First of all, I had no idea that they never paid their taxes.
Well, they did.
No wonder they're so rich.
Is that what I do?
No, you pay your taxes.
Do I?
Oh, Joey.
I don't make enough to tell them to call me, get me in trouble.
You will.
Eventually.
Yeah.
But wait, you They went to pay the tax. No, they were doing bank fraud. They were doing like scams.
Oh yeah, I don't know what happened. Spill the tea.
I don't know either, but they're going away. He's going away for 13 years, and she's going away for 9.
That's insane.
Can you imagine? He's definitely gonna get piped down when he's in prison.
I mean, I feel like he's bi. No,
he's gay. Isn't he gay? He came out.
Did he come out?
Oh, I think his lover, the guy he was sleeping with, came out and ratted everyone, ratted them out.
Because he has a wife and kids, so I figured he was just bi. And like they had an open relationship.
Oh, he was.
But I don't know.
He was from the Bible Belt. That they those Christians, they'll tell you, you're God fearing Christians, so they're like,
hey, you're gonna die.
These women, and so that's why he married her. And now he was getting some on the side.
Is my baby crying? And you know what?
What's that? You keep whispering. You know what?
I don't want to wake him up. I feel like it's finally winter now. Because like 2 weeks ago, like it was 60 degrees. Like nobody was wearing like, beanies and coats. Yes. Like I want it to be chilly season. I want to walk outside and go, it's freezing. So yep. I feel like now is the time. It's literally 30 degrees out today. And I was like, I love this weather. And everyone's like, oh, it's so cold. I hate it. I'm like, we are totally different species. I don't get it.
I my window's wide open right now. What is your, when I know Gianni, when he does sleep in the room, because you guys you used to counter sleep. What is it called?
Co-sleep.
Does he like, you know how me and you like it coldy cold, like freezing? Does he like it cold too, or he likes it hot?
Yes, thank God. So Gianni loves everything freezing. Because Gianni like sweats a lot and I feel like I'm always hot. So the fact that like I can have my room 60 degrees and he doesn't care and he loves it, thank freaking God.
My friend had hoodies, two shirts, socks, sweatpants with the socks pulled over him, shivering next to me. And I have the fan blowing at me, the air conditioning on, and the window open. And it sounds
He likes it hot then.
No, he likes it freezing. No, he likes it hot. Warm. He likes it warm, but I make it freezing. So I said, okay, you can have one. I'll take one off. So I decided to take the air conditioner off and just leave the window open and the fan. But
yeah, no, I love being cold.
Yeah, and it sounds like like the whole room.
Ew.
So it's like white noise. Can everyone just sit down are you sitting down, Snoopy? I don't want to.
Yes.
I don't want to show panic.
What?
I don't want to cause a riot right now. Everyone, sit down. And sit on your hands. I don't want any rioting or fighting.
Sit on our hands?
Yeah, I don't want anyone getting stampeded when I announce this.
You're so annoying.
Hey, ladies, if it's the morning, hopefully it's this morning you're listening to this. Today and tomorrow are the only 2 days, and it's today is the first day of the Bath & Body Works candle sale.
Oh, shit.
Nick, it's actually tonight at midnight, but ladies, if this is here on this first thing in the morning, it's December 2nd and December 3rd only. Ready for the price tag for the 12, the 3 weeks?
What?
$1.99.
What?
I'm only kidding. $9.99.
So wait, this is in store too?
In store and online. Last year they put you in the waiting room and you're only allowed to get 12 ladies. So you're going to have to make up some fake email accounts.
I might go to the store tomorrow.
You're gonna get bit. Someone's gonna bite
you.
Because those fucking psychos, they're like, they loot and they bite, they like hit each other.
I'll push people. Hold on, the baby's up. Look what you did, you little jerk. You got me excited. Now he's awake.
Look at the candles.
2 seconds.
Well, she's away. I'll talk to you girls. Okay. Now every year I get crazy and I try to order like all different. I try new things. You stray, you pay, bitch. Don't do it, girl. If you just get the old truthfuls, I get whatever the tree smell is, like tree farm. Just get something. I want my house to smell like a fucking. I live inside of a, like I'm an owl inside of the tree. That's what I want to smell like. I want my house to smell like inside of a fucking Christmas tree. So I get all the green ones, like all the tree farm, anything Christmas tree flavored. I want that. I don't like to when they mix things. Like maybe I'm a purist, but I don't like when they're mixing. Like don't mix fucking like hot chocolate and fucking Christmas tree together, or like marshmallows and fucking candy canes. Like pick a fucking lane. I can't. So I can't with that. But I'm still always love the apple. So I want to see maybe if they have winter candy apple. I might do that, only because of that crazy lady from the fucking YouTube. I'm definitely getting Christmas tree. I'd like to do a red one too, but I don't know what flavor the red flavor is. but like something else like Christmassy, like maybe like clove and cranberry, or I don't know. Okay, let's break this down. I'm looking at this one. This first one I see is Merry Mistletoe, and this says what it smells like: sweet, woodsy, kiss of Christmas cheer. That's not specific enough. I'm not getting that one. Fresh balsam, that's what I'll get. But there's two kinds of fresh balsam. Fresh balsam is cool, woodsy, just like the great outdoors. Woods and balsam, crisp eucalyptus, fir branches, and cedar wood. Get it, bitch. I want that one.
Okay.
What else do we have?
Ma'am?
So vanilla balsam. I'm going on the website and I'm picking the ones that we think we like. Vanilla balsam, that's what I said earlier. I don't want to mix fucking ice cream and Christmas trees together. Fuck off. Pick one.
Yeah, no, I don't like all that cheesy shit.
When you mix shit together, I was telling everyone before you got here. Like, I don't want like marshmallows and fucking Christmas trees together.
No.
One or the other. So this one, okay, this one says the perfect Christmas. This is a new candle for Candle Day. This is the exclusive one they're pushing. And this smells like, this smells like placing Santa's sweets by the tree. What it delivers is an amazing room filling fragrance experience. That sounds like fucking cookies and Christmas trees together. No. Red velvet cupcake. No, thank you. Winter candy apple. That's what I want. That's what
Ooh, I want. Oh, yeah, that's nice. That's refreshing.
Super sweet fruit treat you'll look forward to all year. So I like that. That's good for the kitchen.
Mm-hmm.
Cinnamon and sugar pecans. I would like that because that's the cookie flavored one. Tis the season. That was always a good one. That smells like the spice, fruity, woodsy spirit of the season. That
one. Oh, I love woodsies.
Yeah. The winter candy apple. The bright Christmas morning. That better smell like eggs.
We should be spokespersons.
So yeah, they're going to be on sale today and tomorrow. Get them while they're hot. If you're going into the store, please be careful, ladies. You will get stampeded and someone will punch you and bite you.
Yeah, maybe just do online.
Yeah, or you can go visit. Subi's doing a meet and greet at the one in New Jersey. You have to find which one she's at, though.
Yes, good luck.
some celeb gossip. Snoopy, now are you going to be not wearing all those Balenciaga gowns in your closet this season because of the allegations?
Literally the only time I shopped at Balenciaga was to get a hat because I love my hats, so yeah. I wanted like a black Balenciaga hat, so I got that, and then I really liked their flip-flops, so I got like a nice nude flip-flop which I wore on vacation last year. But now I'm not sure about them anymore. There's children and there's like worship, like sacrifices to gods. I mean, what the fuck is going on here?
So understand like the kind of things. So it's like they have all these hidden meetings and things like that. Balenciaga is one of a very old fashioned house. And I think it's cool what they're doing about like doing. I like the idea of them having hidden messages in like wild shit, like,
but not if it's culty and you're
you're
giving up children to the gods.
Those were paintings from an expressionist painter. So like these, I forget the name of the painter, but it was like, there was kids on fire and some of them kids wearing the
hoods. Oh my God.
The S&M hood. And that's kind of the inspiration for that look that Kim Kardashian wore on their way going before the Met Gala, going to the hotel with the leather zipper on. That's where the look was inspired from that. But I think it's really, really cool. Like, getting inspiration from like really strange places or very abstract artists and things like that. I like that idea. But I think a lot of people, it's not for everyone. And I think, it's like everything. You have to water everything down because everyone takes everything very literally. I mean, obviously.
No, but you got to go down the rabbit hole. The rabbit hole on Twitter, watching Balenciaga and like what they actually did and trying to get away with it. I mean, if you go down the rabbit hole, shit is crazy.
It's happening. It's happening.
Celebrities are now banning it, or they're not banning it, but it's so taboo now to like it because, everyone thinks that they're devil worshiping and killing kids, but that they're actually not doing it.
100%.
It's just kind of like inspiration. They're inspired by killing kids and devil worship.
Oh my God, Joey.
But they're not actually doing it.
Literally awful.
I mean, I think their outfits look stupid anyway. And I think it's like almost like a joke. Like Kim Kardashian looks ridiculous with those fucking gloves on and those capes and those spandex. She looks like she's playing like a fucking playing a superhero at Comic-Con or something. And then she can pull that off, right? But then when people are wearing it, like I see it in the city, like people going to dinner with fucking onesies on with their fucking gloves on.
Oh my God. Like, can you imagine someone walking into church or like one of your cousins walking into Christmas Eve like that? It's like, no,
crazy.
Only Kim K could pull it off.
I was like, if there's like some regular bitches like walking on the street that are like pretty basic, and that they look like the Matrix. It's like, where the fuck is this? What dimension?
Calm down.
They literally, and they have the hoods on and everything. The people are wearing this stuff in the city. Even Trudice Giudice, she had the outfit on. She had that hot pink outfit on with the gloves on. She looked like she would wear that. She looks like she got left outside the Halloween party, and her mother hasn't picked her up yet.
Oh my God.
It's like, so they're very, I think the Valencias are already fucking with people, like the garbage bag. Like literally, they're laughing in the face of these people that are just doing this for validation that they have some sort of money or they have some kind of a good job or they have some stature in life because they're wearing an expensive thing. And it's almost like they're making fun. They're laughing in your face. You're literally carrying a fucking IKEA garbage bag around.
Basically.
And you're buying it for millions and millions of dollars and making it like, you know, you can literally sell a piece of shit, of dog shit, and they'll just, if you're validated
in a bag, and it would be $2,000.
Yeah, just so people think that you're rich. Rich people don't wear those clothes. She wears that because it's a business thing. And she's getting paid millions and millions of dollars making her. Rich people don't wear. I'm friends with lots of very wealthy people. I'm lucky to run in those circles. I'm not one of them. But those people literally wear, like, look at Mark Zuckerberg. He literally wears disgusting, like, gross T-shirts and jeans. And if he is going to wear a fancy brand, there's not going to have a label across it. Rich, that's only labels like that are only for people that are like trying to appear rich. Unless you really like.
I like to wear Walmart.
I know you do. When you picked the other store the other day, you actually, I posted something the other day about like what three stores you'd pick. And mine out of the bunch were Target, Costco, and Whole Foods. Nicole's was Dollar Tree, Walmart, and Trader Joe's.
I literally go to Walmart once a week and I go to Target probably twice a week.
What are you getting at the Walmart?
So Walmart, I mean, I really go for my kids because they just love like the leggings and the sweatshirts and everything. And it's just so cheap. But I mean, the material is great. It's not like it's ripping the first wash. So it lasts. It's perfect for the kids because they're growing or whatever. But I love getting like their oversized sweaters there. They have the best pajamas. They have the cutest pajama sets, especially when it comes to like Disney and shit. So, you know, like I'm always rocking jammies. Like if I'm home, I'm not freaking changing. I'm wearing my pajamas all freaking day. I'm like doing the laundry. I'm cleaning. Like I don't need to change. So I love my jammies. And yeah, I just get a lot of just cozy stuff at Walmart. And I love Walmart. Like I'm not knocking it.
I like Walmart when I was dressing. Remember I went through that phase where I was dressing like a blue collar guy. Like I worked in the construction. I was like wearing Timberlands and like camouflage coats and stuff. So I loved it for that. I do love their basic things. I like to have like Dickies or whatever, like the workman clothes there. So I get all those things there. But when I'm going to Walmart, I like it more for the ambiance. No. Yeah. Like I like to get like all those kind of things there. And then like all like the hardware stuff, like not hardware, but like, you know, like,
yeah,
or like lawn and leaf and like patio furniture and things like that. But I love Target because I can wear clothes from there. I pick that because I have a CVS inside the Target, and so I get my pills there. And they also have all those
I just peed.
All those Magnolia fancy decorations for the house. I'm going skiing, Nicole.
Have you ever been skiing in your life?
Never, but I'm going because I have a free house.
Where?
In Killington, Vermont. So listen, girl.
Oh, is this with your Barstool friends?
Barstool got us a free, not free, got us a house for the winter. We have a house in Killington, Vermont. I've never been skiing in my life.
I'm hanging up. I'm going to cancel this podcast and you could just spread your wings and just leave me behind.
I'm talking about a ski trip.
Yeah, with your new friends. You will literally act the same way, bitch.
It's not friends though. It's just work.
Okay.
I'm going to host parties.
Whatever you say, girlfriend.
Going to Killington, Vermont. And I'm going to ski for the first time. So I'm excited about that.
That's going to be nice because you love snow. And you love like drinking. The winter and stuff like that. I think it's going to be so gorgeous. And I always wanted to do a ski trip.
It has a hot tub at the house. And there's,
cozy.
There's bars and stuff and like fireplaces. So I get to like drink red wine and drink Kiki cocktails by fireside. And I'm probably going to go skiing one day. But the thing is, I don't want to have to go on that ride.
Oh, yeah. There.
Like that's how you have to go skiing. You have to sit on that thing and fly.
I feel like you would slip and fall 95 feet. Yeah.
Yeah. I would die. I would slip
off. You'd pass away.
Even if I wasn't slipping off, I would be like terrified. My hands are wet right now thinking about it. Unless it's one of those enclosed pod things, like where you get inside of it. I can do that.
No, you're gonna fall off.
Yeah, so I don't want to do that. But I will just, you know, I will maybe go on the bunny hill.
I have devastating news.
Your period's late.
Oh, God forbid, no. Tom Holland.
Porn star.
Our Spidey. Our Spider-Man.
What about him?
There's reports that he is engaged to Zendaya.
Well, are they boyfriend, girlfriend?
Yes, they've been dating for like years undercover.
What is that scandalous for?
Because we love Tom Holland.
And no one wants him to get married to him.
Like, Ben Affleck is already, he's gone now. Like, back with J-Lo. I mean, don't get me wrong. I love Zendaya, and I'm happy for them. But, oh my God. I feel like they're moving too quick.
Well, they look like they're 17 still. So that's why I think
I know, how crazy. But and they're really 30. Not. They're like 25.
Yeah, but they look like that. I can't wait till that. Imagine Tom Holland went on Euphoria. He's too he's too highbrow for that, right?
No, I feel like he said in an interview that he would love to go on Euphoria.
I would love to watch a sex scene.
Sick.
With him and
Zendaya?
No, I would want him to have sex with like Maddie or someone like hot.
Mm.
I can't wait till that show comes back.
Yeah, so that's breaking news for the week. They're reportedly engaged. And then J-Lo did an interview saying how she was like talking about her relationships because, you know, like she got engaged like 10 times and she was like trying to find the right one after Ben. And I guess she was like so distraught that they didn't work out. And it was like 20 years and she just never got over him. And now that they're finally together and engaged, she was like, I always knew he was the one. And I was just heartbroken the most when we didn't work out. And then I was like, oh, poor A-Rod. Like, she's basically saying whatever. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Did you do your Spotify Wrapped?
No. What is going on with that? Because I see everyone's tagging our podcast, but I don't. I'm not really on Spotify.
I'm on Spotify. So basically,
what does that mean?
At the end of the year, they do this thing where you can go to the Wrapped, and it basically tells you like the things you listen to the most that year, like the song you listen to the most. It breaks down to all different like statistics. The best artists, and then it was like doing. It makes like one that says like InstaFest. If you go to InstaFest.com. And it makes like if you're having a Coachella, like who would be the headliner? Who would be the supporting
Coachella?
So mine was all country music and Dua Lipa what's her name?
Britney Spears?
No, but Justin Bieber's.
Hmm.
But yeah, and I also did that thing online. I've been doing these things online, these quizzes online all week. Also, I did the My Heritage thing where I made myself look like a gladiator.
Oh my God, I saw that.
Isn't that cool? You should do it. The first one's free and then they start charging you. So I only did one.
No, thanks.
I only did the one. But holidays are here. Are you, make sure you get your shopping done early this year.
Yeah, so I restocked my Snooki Shop. What is it? My sweatshirt for Christmas. They sold out twice, like really quick. And I said I wasn't going to do another restock. But bitches, you're all DMing me mad. So I'm doing another restock probably December 13th or 14th. So this is the last one. If you don't get it, then I don't know what to tell you.
My calendars are still 50% off during this holiday season. So get them now while they last. Because I might raise the price up tomorrow.
Yeah, get it, girl. It's the holidays.
So go to cameo.com and either book me. You can find me at Joey Camasta or Mr. P79. And then you can book Snoopy at, you know, Snooki. And then book us a website only. You can't do it on the app because they take all our money. But just go to the website, cameo.com,
yes.
And book us there. If you want the best wine for your holiday parties this year,
Messy Mom.
Go to messymamawine.com. I'm going to suggest the Pinot Noir and the Cabernet for the season. But all the wines that are there are the best. Get yourself.
And also, I'm doing a slipper giveaway. My Snooki slippers, my cozy shoe slippers. I'm doing a giveaway and picking four winners. So make sure you follow the Snooki Shop Instagram because it's all going down there, bitches.
We'll see you next time. To holly jolly Christmas and Chris.
To buttholes and wine.
It's happening.